Surprisingly, after that DP with the BBC, cock sharing started to slow down for us. I thought maybe you'd had enough. Maybe I came so hard and, I don't know, hurt your masculinity or something, but you didn't seem to love me any less or fuck me any less or talk about our past fucking with men any less, but I don't know, it's just different for a few weeks. Maybe it was work stress too. You had all these investors coming over to dinner and you wanted everything to be perfect. I told you I'd dress as slutty as ever. I even promised you I wouldn't wear any panties, because I know you love it when I don't wear panties. And you still seemed distracted somehow, but smiled at the thought of me parading around with no panties, ready to fuck you once you closed the deal. And I wanted you to do so well, babe. I knew things would get back to normal once this deal was done. So that night, I decided to play the perfect hostess, nothing but professional, all around. Oh, remember how well that went, babe? Yes, let's hit play on the video. In 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, they complimented me, and I was glad that they were happy, and I could pretend to be the perfect hostess, even though I had to keep going back to the kitchen to clean up the cum that was dripping from my ass. I just needed to take some stress off a little by fucking the delivery boy. And I did. I felt great. But the investors, well, they maybe liked me a little too much. One of them kept feeling my pussy under my skirt. Not that I minded. I mean, you know me, babe, I loved it. But I was trying to be professional for you. I didn't want anything to go wrong. So I decided to just excuse myself and let you guys get back to business. I didn't want them thinking I was a total slut, regardless of my sexy outfit. Then, I don't know, I guess it was time for the game to be up. You told me that you wanted to show me off to your friends. And they just started laughing and smiling. And, oh, babe, I realize your fucking game. I don't even know if these really were investors or just dirty friends of yours. You wanted me to be the dessert for the party that night. Oh, my God. I was so happy to see you back to normal. To hear you tell me to be a good slut for these guys. To suck their cocks and do anything they wanted. Oh, they really were your investors, weren't they? You were going to use your slutty wife to seal the deal. Showing them how good I suck their dicks. How good you fuck me while I suck them. Oh my God. Oh, it was amazing. Thinking that this was going to be a boring night just serving you and some stuffy men in suits. When, oh, I just get my mouth stuffed with cock. They started off not even being gentle, just using me. Really fucking my face hard. You were just showing them how I like to be fucked from behind, all the way in. And they just literally picked me up off the table, babe, with one of their cocks in my mouth and put me down on my knees. You told them how much I loved that, being surrounded by cocks, and oh, the night went on until they just figured they could use me however they wanted. I laid back on them with my legs spread wide, two cocks in me. I was a pro at taking two cocks in my holes by now, babe, and just stroking the others. Oh, it was so good. Having you choke me in front of them, show me what a greedy little slut I was. Show them. Oh, God, look at that. Look at that big dick. I just had my tongue waiting for it. Now, they wanted more. God, that one, he always wanted to be in my ass. And yeah, they just kept trying to play musical cocks with my holes. And oh my God. Oh, fuck. One of them just climbed on top, like, I didn't even know what they were doing until, oh shit, that one who always wanted to be in my ass, he wasn't gonna wait. It didn't matter that the other one was already in there. Oh my God, two cocks got stuffed in my ass that night, babe. And then one in my pussy. Oh God, I was such a fucking slut until they came in me and there was cum dripping from my hole and another one was fucking me and I was cleaning cum off the other. I just kept rotating through your slut all night and using my hole, seeing how much I could take, trying to wear me out. And you'd tap in every so often, but God, you just loved watching me be used, loved stroking and telling me what a good job I was doing on those cocks and how much you loved your slut. I couldn't stop begging for more. I wouldn't stop. This is the first night that I had as many cocks as my hands and holes could handle, and I wasn't going to give that up easily. They thought they'd wear me out, but you know I was going to wear them out first, babe. Oh, fuck. Then they had two of them in my pussy. Oh, at the same time, babe. And they weren't gentle. No, fuck. They were just fucking me hard. Oh, so fucking good. You knew my pussy was going to be wrecked by the time they were done with me, didn't you? Look at you, watching me get fucked. Oh, taking both of them. Just imagining the night we were going to spend with you fucking me in my sloppy, wet, stretched out little cunt, telling me how good it was to watch and making you, tell you all about how I loved all of them fucking me and stretching me. Another double anal for me. They never, ever, ever thought that I could take enough, and that was so true. I couldn't get enough. Listen to me. Remember how hard I came on them? God, my pussy just needed that cum. I was coming constantly, actually, but they just wanted me to squirt all over the place, too. And they knew it. They knew how to get me to squirt. Ugh, fucking bastards. You told them about that, didn't you? They loved it. You didn't mind the mess. You loved me making a mess everywhere. Here we go, baby. Yeah. In my ass, baby. Give it to me in my ass. Feel what they did to it. How they stretched it out. God, that night I could still feel them in me. Even when you were fucking me in one hole. It's almost like I could still feel their cock in the other. That was our best night yet, and not only because I had so much cock in all my holes, but because you were back. You'd planned this whole thing for me just as a surprise, so I'd never get tired of being your slut. You're always doing stuff like that, inventing ways to get me to be dirtier and dirtier, and I fucking love that, and I fucking love you, babe. God, I hope there's a lot more of this to come. Maybe in a month or two, gentlemen. I gotta go clean the fuck up.